Welcome to the Lately in PHP podcast. This is episode number 30, and this time I have here with me Cesar Rodas, a long-time contributor of the PHP classes site. Hello, Cesar. How are you doing?
Hello, I'm doing fine.
Yeah, well, I assume you are talking from Paraguay, your home country, right?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, well, this time I invited you here. Actually, you are a sort of filling in for Hernani Jopert. Once again, he was not able to join the podcast because he's moving to a new house, and he didn't get internet connection in the new house yet. So I'm sure you'll be able to fill in and comment on many interesting PHP topics that we have this month to talk about. And from all the topics, I think we can start from the recent announcement of the first PHP 5.5 alpha version. Actually, I wanted to share a screen here about the announcement made by... this is the right message. I'm not sure if the... Is it large enough for you to read?
Yes, I can read it fine.
Yeah, I can always increase the font. Well, never mind. This is one message in the PHP internals list on which they are announcing. I take it it's David Soriapara that is announcing this new version. I mean, this new alpha release. But from what I understood, the maintainer of the new version will be Julian, a new maintainer. David used to be one of the maintainers of the 5.4 version. Well, anyway, this is just the initial alpha version. It's still a bit early to be ready for a final release. I think there is nothing really new in this alpha release, well, in comparison with the previous announcements of features that were being introduced. Anyway, Cesar, did you try this version of this PHP 5.5 alpha version?
Yes, I did the usual thing, which is to fetch it, to compile it, and to test it. And beside that, I've tested with a couple of projects that I have. It seems to run fast, like much faster than the 5.2 and 5.3.
Yeah,
at least a little bit faster, and they are a new feature, which is the generators, which basically it's a new way for writing iterators using the keyword yield, which I saw in other programming languages like in Python, that it is heavily used to simulate the asynchronous I/O, because it works like a core routines, like you can pause at any given point and then resume it back. I played just a little with it. I like it so far.
All right. Yes. Well, we actually have talked a bit about it. Although I think for the majority of the users of PHP, it's a bit still a bit confusing thing to understand how it works. But as you said, I think it's probably inspired on the implementations of other languages, as you mentioned, like Python. And would you have any use case for that feature that sort of gets you excited about this being introduced now in PHP 5.5?
I don't have a real need. I mean, I've been living with it for, I'm programming in PHP for more than 10 years now, so I don't need it now, but it is cool, and I might find something where to use it. But to simulate threats and things like that, it could be useful. I didn't saw the full picture yet, but as far as I play with it, it was a little bit confusing in the beginning because the lack of documentation, I believe. It is because it is a alpha release or development release, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But yes.
Right. I also got a similar impression. We have commented about it in the previous episodes, as I mentioned. And looking at the RFC, it's not exactly clear how the flow of the programs go when you use the generators and the yield keyword. But maybe it's just a matter of putting there good examples that show it in practice. Other than that, one thing I wanted to comment, you mentioned speed of the PHP 5.5. Is faster than 5.2 and 5.3, but I don't think 5.5 has anything new that increases the speed. I suppose the speed comes from the enhancement introduced in 5.4, namely it's something that we also mentioned regarding the way class variables are accessed. There was an optimization that allowed accessing variables faster as long as you declare all variables in your classes. That's something that we commented in previous podcasts, and anybody that is interested and was not aware about this can check the previous podcasts. We are just going to move on.
One last thing that I'd yes. like to say, that probably it was a little bit faster because this 5.5 in my local environment was a clean compilation, like no extension. That's probably why it was a little bit faster. I'm just guessing here.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's something specific to your environment that could make it faster, never mind. As I was saying, we are going to move on to the next topic. One thing that I wanted to comment and I would like to share a screen about another article. Let me put it right in the window. And basically, somebody suggested in the PHP internals list to have implemented a logger interface. Let me open the right window here. Okay, Florian Razvan Patton. I suppose he's a developer and enthusiast of the Symfony framework, and he actually commented about some discussions going on regarding some packages of the Symfony framework, and after some discussion, they are suggesting to have a common interface defined for logging, they are suggesting that that interface be defined in the next PHP version, PHP 5.5, and this was just a suggestion. It was not exactly something that was well received. We see reactions from several developers, some of which are core developers, and for instance, Pierre Alangioa mentioned that they have already discussed this idea of having pure interfaces in PHP as standard, and as he mentioned, the idea was rejected in the past. He actually mentioned that that should be the role of the PSR group. For those not familiar with the meaning, PSR means PHP standards, and they joined several people, many of them from developers of different frameworks to define a common standard for writing code in PHP, coding styles and other conventions. And as Pierre was suggesting, that's probably better, more appropriate to have the PDSR group to define such thing of interfaces. Cesar, did you look into this? What was your opinion about this topic, the whole idea of having stuff like this in the core or maybe outside the core as defining maybe as conventions by the standards group?
I have strong opinions about these things, and I believe they should be outside of the core. Like, the core must be as thin as possible, just having PHP and letting you as a developer to do whatever you want, following any standard. Try to follow most of the standards of the PSR0, I believe, which defines the autoloader things. I find them useful. However, if another developer doesn't want to follow, or if I don't follow in one project, it's not the end of the world. So
right.
I believe in freedom. Like, those things are nice, but trying to force everyone to follow one standard because that is more enterprise, I don't think that's the right thing.
Right. Well, that's probably that idea of having these conventions defined and imposed. Well, after PHP is like 70 years old, and after all these years, the only recently these standards are attempted to be defined among the community, is probably a bit too late to define them. And we already have discussed this topic about it. Regarding your enterprise mentality comment, well, I think I agree. When somebody talks about enterprise, it reminds me a lot of Java than .NET. Well, basically .NET is the Microsoft Java, and so basically it's everything the same. And as we also commented in the past, Java world tends to be more complicated, more bureaucratic, and things that probably will take a lot less time to do end up taking a sort of an eternity. Well, I don't know if in the case what is being suggested like this logger interface would make things more complicated. But I agree with Pierre and with the idea that we should avoid complicating the core of the PHP and let the developers decide whatever standards they want to follow. If they want to follow the PSR 0, 1, 2, or whatever is the number of the standard that is being applied, that is fine. But if they don't, I agree with you, it's totally not the end of the world. Not now, yeah. Not in December 21, not probably in a very long time. And I don't have any problem with defining conventions as long as people are comfortable with adopting them, but imposing them, I'm sort of repeating myself.
Yeah, if I may say something else, like the enterprise thing might be fine in Java because it's a different world. And even in Java, I've been working a little bit with Java in the last month. The compiler is one thing, and then you add a bunch of libraries, but nothing you could choose. Like, there's no one like imposing you should use these and you should use that. And the most important thing that people don't seem to understand is that the PHP is different because it was designed to run inside Apache, which has a very short time of execution. Like, you start, so it's completely different. You cannot add a million things to make it enterprise without paying the price in performance. So that's my point.
Yes, exactly. That's a good point. PHP requests do not live in application server. Well,
exactly.
Usually, so a PHP script runs and ends after usually less than a few seconds, and there's no need to maybe apply certain things that make more sense in the way the Java world does using application servers and things like that. Well, but that's probably yet another topic that is not consensual, and we would have a lot to talk about that. We could dedicate a whole show to it, and somehow we already did in previous shows talk about those things, defining standards and adopting standards of the other languages, namely Java. And well, I'm sure that's not a consensual topic, and there is not much point in insisting on it. So we are going to move on to another topic, this time about commenting about an important release of the Facebook EPUB compiler virtual machine. There is an article that was just posted a few days ago. There is the article here talks about that was some important developments that may improve the performance of the code generated by the JIT compiler. For those not familiar with what is a JIT compiler, JIT means just in time, which means that when a portion of PHP code is being executed at runtime, it dynamically translates it to assembly code, machine code that runs on the EPUB virtual machine. And this is a sort of a pivot from the previous approach that the EPUB PHP compiler had, that was used to be a PHP to C++ compiler. Well, this new approach is no longer a PHP to C++ compiler. It's a virtual machine that runs on a sort of low-level code that it's compiled dynamically. It's different from the way the current PHP version based on Xengine works, that basically first translates the PHP code into Xen opcodes and then executes it. And this EPUB VM compiler has been maturing, and important developments were implemented, and they show here a graph on which they demonstrate that the performance of the dynamic translation-based compilation is now matching and practically surpassing the compilation that they used to implement before. They call it here HPC. And, this probably is very abstract to the majority of the people that are listening to this podcast, because this is very low-level stuff, and probably some more mature developers will understand it. Well, what matters here in practice is that they are maturing their just-in-time compiler environment, and this is interesting. Cesar, have you tried any of the versions of the EPUB compiler?
Yes, actually, yes. I've tried the first version that came out. That was a translator, like your PHP code, your entire PHP project was converted into a C++ project and then compiled down into a server. I've tried that a couple of days after it was out. I guess it was a year and a half ago, or 2 years maybe.
Yeah.
Compiling was a horrible experience. Like, you need to download four libraries, patch them yourself, and then compile them into a custom path. Then this morning I tried to give it a try to the HHVM. It was the same experience. Like, I tried to compile, it was not possible. anyways, for my special use case, where in daily basis I need either Redis or MongoDB, it wouldn't be useful.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, well, because yes. Well, basically, what they did is enough to suit their needs, the needs of Facebook. If they don't use those extensions, they probably do not have support for them. Well, I don't know if they will have that support in the future, because
exactly.
Probably not their priority.
Yeah, but if I could find some documentation that explains how to migrate extensions from Send or from the standard PHP to PPUB, I might give it a look, because I have written some extensions in C and it wasn't that difficult. Like,
yeah.
It was difficult, but not that difficult. But I don't know.
Yeah. Well, basically, I think that the documentation exists, I'm not sure. But anyway, I think the main difference is that the code must be thread safe, because when you compile the code,
it's threads.
It runs. It basically generates a multi-threaded web server, and that web server. The code of the web server needs to be thread safe. Well, this is a very low level matter. I'm not going there. I think by the time that they announced it a couple of years ago, I think we have covered it a bit. Another thing that I want to bring up is that there was a discussion in the PHP internals list regarding this. I'm going to share the screen here. There is a guy named Raymond Irving. He mentions that he has been reading about HVM and he realized that the performance is getting great. And he was wondering if the PHP core developers would be interested in using a similar implementation in the PHP core. And, there are several reactions. For instance, one from Rasmus that basically said, no, not likely, meaning that he's not very well inclined to adopt the HHVM code in PHP. Basically, I think it's more the fact that it's a totally different approach, and it would be like switching the whole code of the PHP core. But he was thinking about LLVM based JIT approach one day. He does not say when, but I think it just depends on whether there will be enough developers interested in implementing such thing in PHP, because there is a great advantage on using a JIT compilation, because the code will eventually run much faster. And that's at least my expectation. We also covered a bit about it in the past. There are also comments about it by Sarah Goleman. Well, I'm trying to figure out what exactly was the message here. Well, anyway, I think Cesar, you have also looked into this thread, right? What were your impressions and about the comments they have exchanged about this idea of having a JIT implementation in the PHP core? I mean, the official PHP implementation.
Yes, the good thing is that Sarah Goleman, she mentioned something about it, and as far as I could read it, it sounds like she might be even thinking about the possibility of implementing a just-in-time compilation for the standard PHP, the Sense PHP, but as a plugin. So that might be interesting, even to play about it, and if it performs well, to why not to merge it into the core base. And she she explained in one of those emails how she would do it. At the end, she says that it is difficult, but she is interested into doing that someday and soon. That's how I understood it, and
right.
It's great news.
Yes, actually, there is already an extension, which basically the beginning and eventual support of JIT compilation in the PACL repository of extensions, but it's very early material. Maybe the eventual work on a JIT compilation support in PHP 6 maybe. Could depart from that extension. From what I understood, if the JIT engine is enabled, it would replace the execution of opcode done by the Xen engine as it happens today. And this is not a trivial job because you need to know a lot about JIT compilation. But we had here in a previous episode Nuno Lopes. We talk about this stuff, and I don't know if this is something that we can expect for a near future. Cesar, do you have any experience about this? JIT compilation, and would be something that maybe yourself, that you ever work with some lower level stuff in PHP, right?
Could be interested
on something like this.
Yes, I could be interested. However, it would require too much time and too much effort. I cannot afford it right now, but maybe in a future. About the compilers, I've been reading a lot about it. I know that implementing a just-in-time compiler is not something trivial. You need to know a lot about CPUs in a very low level. Like, you need to know how the CPU works, like, in the lowest level possible. And it's something that very few people does. And often those people, they have jobs and they have to pay bills. So, however, I've seen some PHP implementation over the Perl's virtual machine, over the Parrot, that aims to do something like that. I play a little bit with it, but not much.
Right. Well, using, for instance, LLVM, which is the intended... let's say JIT compilation approach to be adopted, you wouldn't have to work on such a lower level as the native CPU assembly language. It would be one level above, and that would make things easier, like in case you need to adapt things to make it them work on different CPUs, but I agree with you. This is not a trivial matter, and probably the people listening to this podcast are not even following everything that we are talking about, because this is you need to have a good knowledge about this. This low level stuff, and also, as you said, require some people dedicated to it. Maybe some people from Xen could be interested on this idea. Of course, being paid as developers of Xen, what I would like to conclude. And tell about this topic is that at least Rasmus suggests there is some interest from people on the core on having it implemented, but he just did not say when, and because probably he is not expecting to work on that himself. He's expecting some core developer to do it. Some other people with proper knowledge. Now moving on to next topic. We would usually talk about some classes nominated to the Innovation Award. But first, I'd like to comment a bit about a new feature implemented in the PHP classes site, which is basically a system of levels and missions that the authors or other types of users can engage and start accomplishing and moving on to different levels. And the idea of this is not exactly to make it a game, but it's more like make it more fun to participate in the site by engaging on missions on which you learn how to participate in the site with knowing aspects that are not very well known by every author that has submitted work to the site. I published an article, a blog post, to explain how this works in practice. And let me just screen share it here. And basically, there is a system of levels and missions, and I call this a sort of a quest to become a PHP master. And these missions that the authors may engage each of the missions have a briefing that tells them what they need to do, and as they accomplish the missions, they move on to different levels, and there is even a set of badges that you may earn as a symbol that you have accomplished a level that consists of several missions. And as I'm showing here on the screen, this is an example of a badge. This is a large badge. It's quite nice. It shows the title of the level that you reached, and also your name below. So these are personalized badges, and these are just symbols of the level that you have completed. In the first levels, they are, all the missions are very simple. And the first one is actually only has one mission, which is to learn some rules. And we have to read the rules. And when you read the rules, you complete the mission and the level, and you move on. You earn a badge like this. But since this is a very simple badge, it is made of a material here that is also very unsophisticated. In which case, this is wood. And as you move to next levels, you earn badges that are made of more prestigious materials. I would not like to disclose much more than this, because I think it would be more interesting for people that would like to join, engage on these missions, to discover what you are up to earn as you move on to the next levels. Anyway, as I mentioned, the first levels missions are very simple, but as you move on to next level, they start becoming more difficult. The first levels, you just require to submit some packages, reach a small number of users that somehow demonstrate the popularity of your work, but then you move on to missions that are more difficult, like for instance being nominated to the Innovation Award, which means that you have to submit packages that are innovative and often not as simple as any other packages that you may have submitted. For those that are interested to learn more about this and were not yet aware, they can take a look at this article. There is a even a video here that you can watch. It's a short video, just gives an idea of all the details. And also it mentions about some plans for the future, which are basically enhancements that I'm not detailing much about them. But this idea of PHP mastery, as I call it, it can be seen from different perspectives. One is being a class author. And there are other types of PHP masters, people that may not submit classes, but they demonstrate some knowledge and can share that knowledge with other people. In the future, the site will recognize, provide means to recognize the work, the contributions also done by those people that are not class authors. Cesar, did you try this new system of missions? What were your impressions? How did you like it?
Yes, of course. I've tried the moment it went out. So far, I have earned a couple of batches of prizes. I'm happy with it. And I like the whole idea of giving some sort of reward to people who who contribute, in a sense, like even people who doesn't write classes or people who replies into forums or any kind of help, like and that is a system that I was expecting for quite a long time, and I'm really happy with it.
Yeah, right. Actually, I remember we discussed this. When was it? Probably 2008 or something. It's several years ago, to somehow have a sort of karma system on which the people would earn some privileges based on how far they have gone in the site. Well, that's somehow the whole idea. That's not a trivial thing to implement, and we have seen sites that tried to implement it and did not go very well. Others did very well. The site became very popular, and but you also know, for instance, sites as you may remember, for instance, Dig also had this system that people with could vote on news articles, and at a certain point there was even a ranking of people, and then they took it out, and that sort of probably was the death of the project, because Dig sort of became less popular after that, sort of took out the motivation that they used to give to people. Yeah,
exactly.
And it was a shame, right?
Yeah. Also, I believe that believe it or not, that even like it will help you to get a better job eventually. Like when people know about this entire karma system, so I will be pleased to put it into my CV or at least a link. So, and I'm sure that people will appreciate it. Like this guy knows about that, and here are the proofs.
That's an approach. I think it's Stack Overflow that somehow does that. Well, the idea is not exactly to copy what Stack Overflow does, although there probably will be some overlap. But for now, I would not like to disclose much about this, because between now and then plans may change. But the idea is to provide several ways that several paths to mastery. On people can do different things; they can choose depending on their vocation, their skills, and be recognized somehow for that. And as you mentioned, I think it's quite a good idea to provide something that they could use on their resumes and eventually get better jobs with it. Actually, the Innovation Award, although it's not an obvious thing. When you are nominated to the Innovation Award, it is something that exists in the site since 2004. You can earn have access to special privileges that are granted to premium subscribers, except that you get a lifetime premium subscription, and one of the privileges is exactly have early access to the jobs that are posted in the site. So if you are qualified enough to be nominated to the Innovation Award, you will be able to have an advantage over other people that did not were not nominated or did not buy the premium subscription that gets you faster access to the jobs, and that's one other way to benefit you in your career. But well, I think the future is bright, and all these things take a lot of time, a lot of code to implement, and but I think the site is on the right track. Other than that, I also would like to mention that just now the version of this system levels and missions implementing PHP classes is also being released in JS classes site, and JS classes site is a site that's still in the earlier stage. It's not so popular, but I'm sure this new system will give it a boost, and people will start enjoying the site more. I don't know if it was a coincidence, but just the fact that it was announced a week before this initiative of the levels and missions, and the fact that it is going to open also on JS classes, the JS classes site had a boost in the number of contributions, which is quite nice. And this is also a segue to the next section, on which we are going to comment on the latest classes objects published on JS classes. Let me just screen share some of
before I forget. I on the previous topic, I don't know if I ever said this, but my last two previous job, not this one, but the two previous job I got thanks to the PHP classes. So actually, oh, yeah. I put the first job, they phoned me through the website and they contacted me, and the second one, yeah, they hired me because I have earned a couple of nominations. So right, believe it or not, I believe that this system, this karma system, as I used to call it, yeah, this will just make developers' lives better by helping, right, them at least a little bit to get better jobs. I can't complain about it.
Right, that's true, because it's a sort of way that makes it more obvious that you are qualified, and the market is demanding qualified developers, and being nominated with the Innovation Award is one of many ways that you can outstand from the crowd.
Exactly.
And it's a system that is fair, because you do something that is recognized and you get some benefit for that. And just like it happened with yourself, your career starts taking off. And I let me tell you that I'm glad that it has been working well for you, and probably others that were nominated also to the Innovation Award. I think so far about 500 developers have been nominated to the Innovation Award since 2004, and every month we have a few more being nominated, as we are going to talk right after this. Now we are going to first comment about a couple of classes each that were published on the JS classes site. Looking here, Cesar, which ones would you like to comment this month?
I picked up two JavaScript classes. The first one is named Raw Canvas. I hope that I pronounce it right. Yeah.
Can you screen share the?
Yes, sure. Just a second. Screen share. Okay, so
yeah, if you select just the window of the your browser, it will not bounce to other windows.
Okay. There.
Yeah.
Can you see now my
yes.
browser? Okay, so in here is.
Well, I think you are sharing the whole screen. You can pick just one window.
I don't know. Screen share. I selected the Google Hangout option.
Yeah. Usually, if you need to select just the browser window.
Yes, I did that, and the thing is that I am running this Google Hangout in a pop-up window and into several other windows. This is okay.
Anyway, I think we can read it if you increase the font.
Okay, increasing the font now. Any better there?
No, you stop screen sharing.
Okay, screen share. Can you see it now?
Yes. Just try to increase the font more.
Even more, or that's fine?
Well, it's very slow. It's very sorry, it's very small.
And that's weird. Okay, let me share the desktop. It's any better now?
Oh, no, that's fine.
Okay, so I pick up this class, which is the raw canvas.js, which basically helps you to define a area from your browser where you draw something, and hopefully you could save it somewhere and do an image with it. I think that is nice because I don't like doing these sort of things, so it's nice to have a library that could do that for me, which works. And
right.
Here's the demo page, and works even on Linux, so can't complain about it.
Yeah, well that's done with the canvas objects, and that now it's well supported in most browsers that support HTML5, and this one that class is from Bob. I don't know which Bob, but it's Bob from Bulgaria, right?
Let me see the name.
Yes,
Alfred.
That's it.
Yeah, it's Bob from Bulgaria. Yeah, and the other class that I selected is the jQuery mask plugin, that basically it lets you define some sort of patterns and to use into your forms. So
yeah.
For instance, here in the example page, I can type a date, so I can type anything and it will just complete it. I can put an hour and it will just auto complete.
Right.
Those are my selected classes.
Right. That's useful. The jQuery mask plugin is from Igor Escobar from Brazil. Well, on my part, I also would like to pick a couple of classes. Let me just screen share them here. One of them is cBattle. Let me try to increase the font here, if we can. Well, that's just too much. Well, this is basically a component that could be the beginning of the Battleships game. You know that board game that you board or pen and paper game that you have a square in which you lay some ships, and they are in certain positions, and your opponent has to guess the positions of the ships. And this one was developed by Mark Rolich from Armenia. He has already been submitting quite a few good classes, and I hope he continues to do so. And what this class does is, for now, it's just the placement of the ships, avoiding them to be overlapping on the board. So he has implemented an algorithm to avoid that. So this was interesting. And the other class that I would like to mention, this one was from Martlow from Romania. He has been submitting several interesting classes, and this one allows to make certain calculations with geometric shapes like circles, ellipses, triangles, hexagons, and so on. And basically, it can make the calculations to determine the perimeter, the radius, and other dimensions of those shapes. Well, for people that needs to make these some measures of graphics that use these shapes, it may be interesting. So kudos to Marplo for his contribution. I hope he continues to send more interesting JavaScript objects like this. And now we are going to move on to one final section on which we comment about the latest Innovation Award winners of the PHP Classes site. Actually, we are commenting on the nominees of September that were voted on October, and then in November the results were announced. Cesar, which ones would you like to mention this time?
Okay, let me share my screen. Okay, here it is. So the first class that I want to share is the analytics API that basically lets you do lets you use the Google Analytics API to fetch your data through the backend, so you can do something programmatically with your tracking. So that is really useful. I've been asking to do that several times with a couple of people. So
right.
That is definitely something.
Yes, Google Analytics is a very popular and free site analytics tool that provides a very nice user interface, but I also found out that it has some certain limitations that on the charts and the reports that it presents, it does not always do exactly what you want. And using the API, you can work around those limitations of the user interface. You maybe implement your enhancements, your applications based on the Google Analytics API. So kudos to Ilbrando Fernando from Argentina for this nice contribution. And other than that, which class would also you like to mention?
Actually, I found another interesting class, which is the Mature class, which we look here. It lets you feed an object with certain patterns as examples, and then you can validate them with other inputs. I find this to be really, really useful, as this is basically the principle how simple artificial intelligence problems are solved. So this is a very useful package class.
Yeah. Yes, that class is particularly is quite clever because it just looks at some samples of your input and tries to guess the format based on the placement, on the position of punctuation and other characters. And so it tries to guess what would be the regular expression that would match valid inputs, as you may see there. I think this is a great contribution by Pashkov Denis Igorevich from Ukraine. I hope I'm spelling his name right. And Other than that, I also would like to mention a couple of classes. I would like to start by one from. Let me screen share it first. Well, didn't go well. Let me. Okay, I'm selecting the right window. This one comes from Alpesh Kumar Panchal from India. He also developed a class that does something unusual, and that's why it was nominated, because there are plenty of classes to search values in arrays. Actually, PHP provides some functions already to search for values in arrays, but in this case, Alpesh Kumar implemented something that is not usual, which is to search for values using wildcards. You can use asterisk as a wildcard, and it will search for any form, a combination of characters and wildcards to find values that you are interested in your arrays. So kudos to Alpesh for his awesome contribution, and I hope he continues to send more contributions like this. It was his first package he sent on the site, and it was already nominated, so I hope he continues to send more promising packages. And other than that, I also would like to comment another one, this one from Alexandre Souza from Brazil. This one does something that seems to be very similar to what many other classes do, except for an important difference. Basically, it can synchronize MySQL database between a local and a remote server. So if you have two databases, one in, for instance, in development environment and another in production, you can synchronize the contents of those databases. And there are plenty of other classes that do that. The part that this class does more is that it can also synchronize files that are references in the database. For instance, if you have large files, for instance, large pictures, large archives for download in your application, eventually you will not store them in the database. In the database, you probably just store the file name and some ID. And this class implements some logic that allows you to synchronize databases, and also any files, external files that are referenced in the database. So kudos to Alexander for this great idea. Again, it was a nomination that he got just after his first contribution. This is great to see developers that send packages and are already nominated write a first contribution, which just reflects that the fact that the developers are recognizing more and more that making good contributions is not a matter of sending classes for the same purpose that have been submitted more and more times in the past. Well, with this, we basically conclude on this this podcast, and I'd like to thank you, Cesar, for coming, also commenting all these interesting topics, and I hope to have you back on future episodes. Let me just tell you that initially I said that you were just filling in for Hernani, but this was not a coincidence. I wanted you to comment on the new system of levels and missions, also because you have been a beta tester, and you have somehow suggested these similar enhancements to the site many years ago. And it's finally time to celebrate that there was time to implement these features. And I hope to also to continue to have your feedback and the feature enhancements. And for other people that are interested in and also participating on beta testing, It's all accessible. It's not just for Caesar and others that were picking individually. Everybody was invited. Every author that participated in beta testing was invited, and only a few volunteered to participate. But the next phase, more people will be invited, but they somehow have to demonstrate they are really interested in giving feedback, not just test features earlier, just to know about them. They are expected to give feedback, and that's how people will be picked. So if you want to participate in the beta testing of the next features on this line of rewards and encouragements that will be provided to all the users, one way to increase your chances to be invited is to engage on the current system levels and missions, and eventually you will be invited to join. So on that, I'll just again I'd like to thank you, Cesar. I don't know if you want to just give your final remarks.
Thank you for this invitation. Anytime you want, I'll be here. Thank you. At any time, and keep these new features coming. They are excellent.
Okay. Thank you for the support, and on my behalf, I think that's all for now. Bye.